Good evening. It's good to be here. The scriptures read tonight and text will be taken from the King James Version. Faith. Now, faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. As Alvin read, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. And what do I believe and have faith in, and who? Strong faith comes from believing in the truth, knowing that God is the great I Am, that Jesus is His Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is the Godhead. It is easy to believe in something that you can see, hear, maybe even something you can read. Let's say the Bible, God and a Godhead. Turn me, if you would, to Romans 1:19-20. Romans 1:19-20. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We see, we know, we see the birds in the air, the grass in the fields, the trees, the animals. Everything we see and we know, it is good. As God said in Genesis 1, it is good. Titus 1:2, the hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before the world began. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Dropping down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy. Luke 3:22, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon Him. I can say with all that I am, I believe, I have faith in, and also know, I know God is, and He is alive. God that cannot lie, give us the written word. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. If you would turn with me to 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Know that it is possible to have faith in something and it not be true. The Bible is true, but if it's read and misinterpreted by the reader or readers, like all false teaching in the world, they believe in vain. And on that great day, Jesus will let them know. If you would, turn to Matthew 7:22-23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. We are to study to know what God wants and expects. 2 Timothy 2:15. I'll just read it from the paper. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We can know when we come together to worship, we are in the truth, we are taught the truth, we speak the truth. As Alvin read, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. We are to have Christ in our hearts. If you would turn with me to Ephesians 3:17. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Look over at Ephesians 4:4-6. There is one body and one spirit, even as you called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 4:2. If you would again turn with me to Romans 1:16-17. Paul pens Romans 1:16-17. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from the faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. If you would turn to Hebrews 11, Hebrews 11, we'll be reading verses 1 to 12. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world that framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to save his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he would afterwards receive for an inheritance, obeyed, he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whom builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered for a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. Now let's talk about Jesus. Born of a virgin, Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth his son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We believe and put our faith in it. We know, again, as the first commandment said, to all this, with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Jesus dies on the cross. But while he was here, Jesus did many signs and wonders. In Matthew 8, 5 through 10, turn with me to Matthew 8, if you would, 5 through 10. And when Jesus has entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the words only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Then Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Dropping down to verse 13, and Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. In Matthew 16, 16, just a few pages over, please turn to Matthew 16. We'll start in verse 13. Beginning in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, from whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus is the head of the church. In Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, if you'd like to turn there to Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Turn over to chapter 5, verse 23 and 25. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Oh, up to 23. For husbands is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Apologize for reading it backwards. It's the same meaning. Stephen, a man of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, in Acts 6. The story of how he was stoned to death and that Saul, later named Paul, held a coach of the ones killing Stephen. Barnabas, a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, Acts 11, 6. The obedience of faith, Paul writes in Romans 1, 5. Turn, please, to Romans 1, 5. Then we'll be going over to 16:26. Romans 1:5. by whom we have received grace and apostleships for the obedience of faith among all nations for his name. Chapter 16, verses 26.